All right. Looks like I've got sound. That's good. All right, I'm at Newcastle Central Station. And I thought I'd do a radio show, but I don't have any music to play. I can find some. I could probably find some, so I might do that at some point. But I'm just going to hang around, see if anybody comes in for the time being. I'm actually on my way to Durham. And then on to Bishop Auckland. So I've got about an hour to work out what to do and where to go. 12 noon, I think, is the train I'm going to get. Train at 12 noon, so I'll do that one. And then get picked up at Durham. Go through to Bishop Auckland for the afternoon and then back here this evening. So it's an exciting day. And it's the World Cup this afternoon. So I should be watching that. Argentina, France, I think. From 3 o'clock till about 5. Or maybe 6 if they go into extra time and penalties. Who knows? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a look on YouTube for some clips to play or some music.
Are you tired of typing out long and complicated messages, with the results still being kind of average? Or do you have to read through long research papers or articles for work or university, but really a well-written summary would be good enough too? Well, fear not. Introducing ChatGPT, the AI-powered chatbot that solves these issues and so many more for you. In this video, I'll be showing it how to use it in everyday scenarios to superpower your work life, your studying, or just to make communicating with other human beings via text way easier. And best of all, it's still in beta and completely free, so there's really no reason not to try this out. You can use it as a personal writer that is available 24/7. It's as well educated as is the internet, and it can use various writing styles. But let me show you this in practice. So let's say you're at work and your boss gave you an extra task and you don't have the time to complete it without neglecting other tasks. Instead of tediously writing up by email and checking it multiple times so it's polite and well written, simply say, write me a business email to my boss that tells him that the new task that I receive requires me to give up other projects. And look at that, perfectly structured, polite, and to the point. But maybe we don't want an email, but a WhatsApp message. So let's say now write it in one sentence. This personal writer you can also use for essay, blog articles, or even reports if you feed it some of the information that you came up with. And best of all, it's really good at the English language, so there will be no mistakes in there. When it comes to grammar and vocab, always double check the info because sometimes it can mess up. Next up, we have my personal favorite use case. It can answer questions, but not just factual questions like Google could answer. You can give it personal questions related to relationships or mental health, and it will actually come in with a lot of good advice. As Christmas is coming up, let's look at an example where I ask ChatGPT what I should get my girlfriend for Christmas. What are some creative ideas for Christmas presents that my girlfriend would enjoy? This is too good. I mean, really, these ideas are more creative, unique, and interesting than most human advice on this question. Look, an experience gift, a subscription to a monthly box service, handmade piece of jewelry, support a cause she cares about, photo album or scrapbook. And you can always just go in and say, do you have 5 more? And look, it even has some advice. The key is to show her that you care and want to make her happy. Google, you get a lot of articles with these lists, but let's be real, after accepting the cookies and skipping over the ads, most of these are just affiliate links for products they want to make money on, and none of them tell you the point of the whole exercise here. Alright, next up we have the analogy maker, and as the name already implies, this allows you to create analogies for various situations in life. This will come in really handy in business, but also in personal communication. Now, let's assume that you met a new girl and you really like her and you want to answer something witty, but you can't think of anything, and maybe you're about to meet her and it's raining outside. outside. So let's ask ChatGPT for help here. Here's a few ideas for analogies you could use to describe the rain outside. And while these are great, if you're writing classic literature, let's just say, can you use more everyday language? And here you go, an extremely romantic approach to the whole thing. What if we told it less romantic? And wow, look at this analogy. Okay, you might not use this with the conversation, the girl, but you get the point. You could also just tell it, analogy maker, I'm really tired. And as it's contextual, if I want more, I'll just tell it, more analogies, please. And there you go. If you tell somebody, I'm a candle that has burned down to the wick, I think they should get the message here. And the next everyday use case would be a TLDR. If there's a long article, ChatGPT can summarize it for you. So for example, let's go to Wikipedia and copy the entire part about the future of artificial intelligence. If I simply say TLDR, and then in quotation marks, I post the article, it gives you one paragraph with the key points in the entire text. So I could pull this up 2 minutes before a meeting starts, and I could educate myself on topics that otherwise would take maybe an hour.
Nice.
The amazing thing here is you can use it on research articles, or if you have PDFs, just copy out the text, paste it in here, and it will summarize the whole thing in one paragraph for you. Now, of course, this leaves out some of the information in here, but if you need to get a bird's eye view of the topic, this is the way to do it. Last but not least, it can take your notes and turn them into a summary. So for now, every time you're diving into a new topic or you met a new person, all it takes is taking a few notes, and this thing will spit out an entire summary that you can use as a social media post, or you can send it out via an email. Now, I'll just say notes to summary, and let's just say I had these four notes on the topic of artificial intelligence, which I picked up from some class I watched. Good God, this is so good. I'm still blown away by how good this is. But maybe we don't want this formal style. So here's a little tip. You can go ahead and say, write that in the style of a second grader. And it does it. Look at that formulation. Artificial intelligence is a smart technology that is growing and changing very quickly. This is so much more approachable. So if you're learning something from here on out, all you need to do is take note, and it can write essays just from the notes. Okay, so I think it's beyond clear that this tech is game-changing, but it's also worth considering that this power could be used for evil purposes too. And that's exactly what this video is about.
Hello, Angie. How are you doing? You still here? No, she's gone. People bouncing in and out all the time on these things.
Hi, welcome to another episode of Cold Fusion. Chatbots, we've all heard of them, right? They suck, and they're a joke. But what if they actually worked and could understand and answer anything you asked of it? Imagine having a program that can give you investment research, generate and debug code, create a Twitter bot for you when you have no knowledge of coding, create a weight loss plan, be a personal assistant, mental health support, marketing SEO strategist, write movie scripts, essays, and much more. This is now a reality thanks to ChatGPT, a program released on the 30th of November, 2022. Long story short, ChatGPT has the potential to turn the work of one man into the productivity of 10 men. What does this mean for the world and society as a whole? In this episode, we'll dive deep into all of that and also give some wild examples of how this AI is being used today. If you're a budding entrepreneur wondering what the next big thing is, you might want to stick around for this one, because OpenAI's CEO has some pretty interesting insight into the future of all industry.
You are watching Cold Fusion TV.
ChatGPT is a large language model created by OpenAI. Since the company's inception in 2015, we've covered many achievements by them, the latest of which was the image generator, DALL-E 2. In 2019, OpenAI raised $1 billion from Microsoft and currently have a valuation of $20 billion. Since its release, ChatGPT has become an internet phenomenon. In just 5 days, it crossed 1 million users. For comparison, Netflix took 41 months, Facebook 10 months, Instagram 2.5 months. It's very clear that the ability to ask open-ended questions about any topic and receiving a response that isn't hand-coded has a clear market with virtually unlimited demand. I've covered how OpenAI OpenAI's previous language model, GPT-3, functions in a previous episode, so I'm not going to get into it here. But in summary, it's trained on billions of words all over the internet, and when generating text, it tries to predict what the next word is in a given sentence by drawing on what it's seen in its massive internet dataset. The end result is the mimicking of human writing. ChatGPT is an improved version of GPT-3, which OpenAI is calling GPT-3.5. The main difference is that they've added human feedback in the training process. This is called supervised reinforcement learning. In essence, during the training, multiple versions of responses by the AI were ranked by quality from best to worst by the humans, and the AI is digitally rewarded when it improves. The model is then fine-tuned and the process is repeated a few times. This method ends up producing an AI language model that's 100 times smaller than GPT-3, but still performs better. There are other steps, but that's the long and short of it. The real breakthrough was involving human hands-on time during the training process. And when you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. Humans know what humans like better than AI trying to guess blindly. Although it has a limited knowledge up to 2021 and can't browse the web live as far as I'm aware, the results are still impressive. I'm going to show you some examples and let you be the judge. The following is an example of someone who mentors an individual with poor literacy skills. He created a GPT-powered Gmail account that could essentially turn his client's poor writing into a professional interaction. Original text. Sally, I am starts work at yours Monday from Dave. Business version.
Dear Sally, I hope this email finds you well. I'm writing to let you know that I will be starting work with you on Monday. I'm really looking forward to getting started. If you have any questions or need any help with anything, please don't hesitate to get in touch. Best wishes, Dave.
One user was testing how well it would work for mental health support. He noted that it worked better than any other mental health chat he'd ever used. I'm not feeling well.
I'm sorry to hear that. Is there anything I can do to help you feel better? Do you need any medication or medical attention? It's important to take care of your health and well-being. Let me know if there's anything I can do to assist you.
I'm just feeling sad and don't know what to do.
It's completely normal to feel sad at times, especially during difficult times. It's important to take care of yourself and practice self-care in order to feel better. This can include engaging in activities that bring you joy, talking to a trusted friend or family member, or seeking professional help if needed. Remember that it's okay to not be okay and to reach out for support.
Another user would use it to dispute a parking fine where he accidentally typed the wrong number plate, and it worked. The council wrote him back saying the penalty had been withdrawn. On the topic of not paying fines, a new startup called Do Not Pay is about to be released and is built on top of ChatGPT. Their creators call it the world's first robot lawyer. It automatically helps customers file complaints, cancel subscriptions, and more. Aside from eliminating countless hours of research, ChatGPT can form opinions on very specific topics at a user's request. This is something that no search engine can do. But that's just the beginning. It's much more than that. There's a bountiful amount of reports from around the web of people using ChatGPT to cheat on exams, from statistics to history. And I personally know people that are using it to write code for their computer science assignments in just minutes. It raises an interesting question concerning our education system. The old adage that schooling is largely a test for memory and not intelligence comes to mind. As AI systems infiltrate society, perhaps critical thinking will be more valued. If it's any consolation, Robert Hansen, an economics professor at George Mason University, ran an interesting test. He blindly graded a group of economics essays, one of which was the raw output from ChatGPT. How did it do? Well, using the AI to write your essay will give you a grade tied to the bottom 20 students in his class. So not A-plus work, but that is still amazing. A largely general AI system is as good as a poor university student. As I've said so many times, AI progress is exponential, so in 2 years, the situation may look completely different. Coding, however, seems to be a different story. ChatGPT is fairly good at it. This small aspect may be a revolution unto itself. Here are a few more fascinating uses.
All right, all right. Then
Already, these little AI helpers that multiply the productivity of any one worker. But also, future versions could be like talking to an expert in any given field. But in the current day, there are improvements that are needed, but more on this later. So if you're an everyday person that doesn't care about the intricate details of knowledge, this next example should make it clear why this technology can be useful to everyone. A user effectively asked this AI to be his personal trainer. Given his weight and age, it calculated his total daily energy expenditure and gave an explanation. He then asked it what calorie deficit he would need to lose 15 pounds in 3 months. It then created a meal plan, recipes on how to cook it, a table of the weekly meal plan, and a grocery list of ingredients. And of course, people are using it to craft interactions for online dating.
I think that's enough of that. So ChatGPT is the name of the system, and it's run by OpenAI. And OpenAI, I think, is something that Elon Musk's involved in, but it's open source artificial intelligence, basically. So it's going to be interesting. And I'm going to take a look and see what it can do and what it can't do. And I shall report back. I think that's probably enough for now. That's about 20 minutes worth of content right there. So I shall I'll do another show from Durham when I get there.